Being the biography of a bachelor with Diana Churchill, Colin Gordon, Sheila Sweet, Barry K. Barnes, Gwen Terrell, Sheila Manahan, and Percy Edwards. Another chapter in the life of that shy young man, David Alexander Bliss, known to us as George Cole. Scene, the house of his sister Anne and brother-in-law Tony. Chapter entitled, A Spy in the Camp.
Poor David.
Why, what's wrong?
He's got a crisis on his hands.
That goes without saying. What this time?
He's completely without a secretary.
Oh, yes, Sue told me. The other one's on her honeymoon, isn't she?
Yes.
Is she coming back afterwards?
No, that's the trouble. He's finding it terribly difficult to replace her.
Naturally, it's a job with a big responsibility.
I wouldn't have thought he was that big.
I was thinking of David.
That's not fair, Tony. I know it's only a branch office.
But he runs it very successfully. It's all right. I was only joking. I'll pop in on the way down and give him moral support.
Poor David.
Now what?
His fingers are quite sore with all the typing he's had to do.
How many fingers did he use?
All of them.
Really?
Yes, really. A different one for each day. What he's going to do tomorrow, I can't imagine.
Why?
He's down to his thumbs.
Oh. Oh, gosh. Come in.
Morning, David, old man. Working your fingers to the bone?
Literally. Still not for much longer. You sit down for a second, Tony.
Yes, all right, but I mustn't stop. I say, you're certainly getting through the work. It's most impressive.
What?
The out tray stacked full of letters, the in tray empty.
Oh, there's nothing to it. Not with my system.
What's that?
I've changed the trays around. You know, for old Hood's benefit.
Hood?
My general manager.
Oh, yes, of course. I met him once or twice at the club. Likeable sort of chap.
So you said once before, but I forgave you.
I see him in a different light.
Well, I live under his shadow.
Oh, come now. You have got a jaundiced view.
No, I don't mean it, really. He's a wonderful boss. Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I'm still not convinced.
I gather you're expecting him round.
At any minute. Mm. By the way, he's found me a new secretary.
Oh, has he?
His wife's niece. It couldn't have been luckier,
Mrs.
actually.
Mrs. Hood's niece.
Yes, she only finished her training last week.
David, old boy, do you realize what this means?
My troubles are over.
On the contrary, they're only just beginning. Just think for a second. Supposing she was hopeless, what would you do?
Well, I suppose I'd have to sack her.
She's the niece of your general manager's wife.
I'm sure she'd improve in time.
But it is a thought.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's a thought.
Another thing. How do you know Hood's not planting her here to spy on you?
Spy on me?
To report back every mistake you make. All she can handle, anyway. I'm not saying he would.
Well, I'm quite sure he wouldn't.
But it's possible.
Yes, it's possible.
Has he definitely given her the job?
Well, no. He only phoned me about it this morning.
Well, it's all right. You've still got a chance to save yourself.
Why, what do you think I should do?
Take a firm stand.
Against Hood?
Yes.
That's one idea. Now let's think of something feasible.
Now listen, David, old chap. There are times when it pays to stand up for yourself. If you buy peace at any price, you're living on credit, and the end's inevitable.
The end?
You're written off as a dead loss.
What shall I tell
you? That's a spirit. What, you're sure Miss whatever the niece's name is...
Marcy or something, Hammond.
Well, you're sure Miss Hammond's very efficient, but with all due respect, you prefer to pick your own secretaries.
Simple and to the point.
Yes, but I should sweeten the pill first. You know, the usual preamble. You've always felt free to speak your mind, feel sure he'd want you to be frank.
And then to the pill?
Yes. Look, I really must be going.
Yeah, I still can't believe he'd plant her here as a spy.
No, but you'd always have to be careful what you said. You could never be sure of her, and that's an impossible situation, particularly in your case.
Why?
Well, let's face it, it wouldn't take a Mata Hari to find out your secrets.
Well, let's face it, I'm my own worst enemy agent.
Well, cheerio, old boy, and good luck.
Oh, thanks, Tony. Thanks for popping in.
Oh, my dear chap. David, old Hood, just coming through the other door.
Oh, dear.
Ah, good morning, fellas.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, you?
Fine.
See you at the club, won't you?
Aye, probably. Morning, Bliss.
Good morning, sir.
I brought you the Williamson file back.
Oh, jolly good.
Now then, about Mrs. Hood's niece.
I was going to talk to you about that, sir. You see, well, I've always felt free to speak my mind.
Oh, have you indeed?
Well, yes.
Oh, you better be careful. That's a dangerous feeling.
But I have felt that, honestly, and I'm sure you want me to be frank.
Could we cut out the preamble?
Yes, of course, sir. I'll come straight to the pill. Straight to the point. I'm sure Miss Hari is very efficient.
Miss who?
Hari. Oh. Marta. Oh. Marcia.
Hammond.
Yeah, Miss Hammond.
She is, yes, I believe she is, very.
I'm sure she is, sir, but with all due respect...
Are we coming to the point now?
Yes.
Good.
I prefer to pick my own plants.
Pick your own...
Oh, plant my own spies. Spy on my own secretaries. Pick them. Sorry, I got a bit mixed up.
Well, that's all right. I think I've managed to unscramble it. You can count yourself very lucky, Bliss. I'm too stunned to be angry. I'd never have believed it possible.
Believe what, sir?
That you'd stand up for yourself. I'll give you a week.
A week?
To find your own secretary. Now, can you get through the work by yourself?
Oh, easily. Well, you can see for yourself, sir. Look, the out tray stacked full of letters.
The in tray empty. Why, you know, I wondered about that when I first came in.
Well, there's nothing to it. Not with my system.
Changing the trays round.
Good gracious, how on earth did you... why on earth should I do that?
To impress old Hood.
Gosh, two in a row. two mistakes.
No, right both times. I'm not that old, Bliss.
Oh, of course not, sir. Quite the... Oh, excuse me. David Bliss?
Tony.
Oh, hello, Tony. Hang on a second.
I'm late for an appointment. 1 week, mind.
I'm jolly grateful, sir.
Or face the consequences.
The consequences?
Mata Hari. Good morning, Bliss.
Good morning, sir. Oh, dear. Yeah, hello, Tony. He's gone.
How did you make out?
He's given me a week's grace.
Ah, good for you. You see, I was right.
You weren't, you know. I'm the one person who can afford to buy peace at any price. And for a pretty obvious reason.
What's that?
Well, I'm living on credit anyway.
Oh, nonsense. You run that office very well. I said so to Anna this morning. I'll phone around and see what I can do about getting you a secretary. Cheerio, boy.
Cheerio.
Tony Fellows here. Sorry to bother you, but my brother-in-law is looking for a secretary. I wondered if by any chance you'd heard of somebody.
Brenda, it's Anne. My brother's looking for a secretary. David, yes. You don't happen to know of anybody? Oh, hello, Sheila. Zoe here. My boyfriend's looking for a secretary. You don't know of anybody, do you?
Tony Fellows?
Oh, hello. Tony, Raymond here. A friend of my daughter's has got a boyfriend who's looking for a secretary. Wonder if you knew anybody.
Oh, gosh.
Morning, Gabriel, man. Any news?
Not a secretary in sight.
How about the agency?
Nobody available at the moment. In any case, the salary's too low.
Is it low?
Not really. Not for an office this size. Still, they can obviously get more.
Ah, the old story of supply and demand.
Too many bosses chasing too few secretaries.
That's a different story altogether. You know, I'm surprised you know about it.
About what?
Bosses chasing secretaries.
Well, I jolly well ought to know. I've been chasing around for long enough.
I'm sure you'll catch one in time.
I've only got 4 days left.
Yes, but I shouldn't give up hope yet. Hello, I see the out tray stack full of letters again. Same system?
Same stack. Honestly, I'm getting really desperate. I'd take absolutely anybody.
Oh, you'll get somebody.
How? Rub my little lamp. You come in.
Good morning. I believe you want a secretary.
Good gracious. Yes, I do. Come in, Miss...
Robertson.
Yes, sit down, won't you? Oh, my name's Aladdin.
Bliss, I'll be on my way. Cheerio.
Cheerio, Tony. Oh, have a cigarette, Miss Robertson. I think there are some in the box. Ah, yes. I don't smoke myself.
Neither do I.
Oh, right. We'd better get down to details. I don't know whether you've been told the salary.
Yes.
And it's satisfactory?
I think so.
Well, when can you start?
But I don't understand.
Understand what?
Well, you don't know my qualifications.
Oh, that's all right. I can't afford to be fussy. But, I mean, I'm sure they'll be satisfactory. Yeah, you type, of course?
Naturally.
Shorthand?
Yes.
Yeah, what speed do you do?
What speed do you require?
Oh, no, I asked you first. That is, I'm not really sure. Let me see. Would Would 60 words a minute be too much?
60?
50?
I'd do at least 100.
I say, I was well on the safe side. On the low side. Yeah, the job's yours, Miss Robertson. I suppose you couldn't start straight away.
Not today.
Oh, no, of course not.
I could start tomorrow.
Could you? Oh, that's wonderful. You let me open the door for you. There we are. I'll see you at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Goodbye, Miss Robertson.
Goodbye.
Oh, dear.
Poppy?
Yes?
I tidied the outer office.
Oh, thank you, Anne. It was jolly nice of you to come and help.
Don't be silly.
Honestly, you know, I still can't understand it. I can start tomorrow. Her very words. That was 4 days ago.
She probably got a better job.
I wouldn't mind so much, only I told old Hood about her. He's going to think me an awful fool.
I'm sure he won't think anything of the sort. What time's he coming round?
Oh, he should be here now.
I must be off then. Where's my coat?
Anne?
What?
I suppose Tony's told you about Marcia Hammond.
Vaguely, yes.
Do you think it'd be a mistake?
What, to have her as your secretary? No, not particularly. She's Mr. Hood's niece, isn't she?
Mrs. Hood's.
A terrible mistake.
Why, suddenly?
She's Mrs. Hood's niece.
Well, I don't see what difference that makes.
Supposing she was completely useless, you'd never be allowed to sack her.
Oh, now, just a second. You're not suggesting old Hood would be influenced by his wife?
There are exceptions to any rule.
Oh, so it's a rule.
Oh, I'm so surprised. There's no saying how far a woman can influence a man once she's married him.
How do you mean?
If she can get in that far, anything's possible.
I'm sure Hood is the exception.
How can you be sure?
Oh, he's a forceful character.
In the office?
Yes.
That doesn't prove a thing. The office lion is often the tamest of husbands.
Honestly?
Oh, good gracious, yes. Wives have a flair for it.
What?
Lion taming.
I'm sorry I mentioned her.
Who?
Marcia Hammond.
Oh, yes, of course. I'd forgotten we're talking about her. Oh. Well, I don't suppose it would matter that much.
Well, it's too late now.
No, but really, I...
Oh, just a second. Well, I thought I heard Psyche.
Psyche?
She's out with Zoe. That makes me doubly lucky.
Doubly?
A sister to help me in the office and a girlfriend to take my dog out. I've been so jolly busy, I haven't taken her out for ages.
Girlfriend or dog?
Either.
I'm sure they understand.
No, Zoe's been wonderful about it. But I'm not too sure about... Oh, I was right. Come in, Zoe.
Hello,
Zoe. Hello, Ben. Hello, what a greeting.
Well, what about me? Psyche?
Aren't you going to say hello to your master?
What?
Oh, go on, Psyche, go and say hello.
Oh, I've been too busy to take you out.
You really have been busy.
Forgive me. Another crisis averted.
They say people are silly about dogs.
And?
We prove it. I must be going.
Oh, I'll help you on with your coat. Oh, I say, I've just realized I'm facing another crisis. Dogs aren't allowed in the office.
I'll take her home with me, if you like.
Oh, would you, Anne? I'll pick her up later.
Yes, all right. Come on, Psyche.
And thank you for tidying up.
A pleasure. Oh, and David, I'm sure it wouldn't matter all that much.
Well, let's hope not. There's nothing I can do about it now.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Zoe.
Bye.
Bye.
Do about what?
Marcia Hammond. I told you about her, remember?
Vaguely. She's Mr. What's-His-Name's niece, isn't she?
Mrs. What's-Her-Name's.
Oh, dear.
All right, I know. That makes it worse.
Much. After all, supposing she...
Oh, now, look, I... Just about enough. There's nothing I can do about it, nothing. He gave me a week's grace and the week's up. That's all there is to it. Oh, I'm sorry, Anne. I'm sorry I snapped at you. Forgive me.
Sorry, darling, I wasn't listening. What did you say?
Doesn't matter.
Does he often come round here?
Who? Old Hood? Well, not all that often, no.
But he's coming round this afternoon.
Well, yes, he ought to have been here by now. I wonder if anything's happened to him. No, wishful thinking. I've got to break the news about Miss Robertson, too.
David?
What?
I've got an idea.
Oh, no, please, I've got enough trouble. No, I don't mean that unkindly, but your ideas do have a habit of going wrong.
Well, not this one.
I hate to ask this, but what is it?
I'll be your secretary.
You will?
Yes.
Do you type?
No.
Shorthand?
No.
That's a jolly good idea.
Only for this afternoon, silly. You know, for Mr. What's-His-Name's benefit.
Mr. Hood, and he's our general manager. Well, I don't see what I gain by it.
Well, time to find somebody else.
Oh, yes. Well, that makes sense.
Well, I know it does, and it can't possibly go wrong.
I wish you hadn't said that.
He's never seen me, and he's not likely to.
Well, he might just have heard your name.
Well, all right, then we'll change it. Let's think. What shall we call me? I know. Miss Parker.
All right. All right, then. Miss Parker it is.
Oh, I've got a better idea. You haven't told him about the other one, have you?
The other one? Oh, about Miss Robertson. Well, no, I kept hoping she'd turn up.
She has.
Oh, gosh, has she? Where?
Me.
You?
I'm Miss Robertson.
Well, who's Miss Parker?
Oh, I see.
I'm being slow.
Dear David, I wish it were true in a way. You'd be a darling to work for.
Would I?
Yes, you would, darling. How would I be as a secretary?
Oh, a sensation. Darling.
You're adorable. There.
Oh, gosh. A wonderful sensation. Oh, dear. That's probably him.
Will that be all, sir?
Oh, well, yes, I think so. I'll call you if I...
Good afternoon, Bliss.
Oh, good afternoon, sir.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was held up at the office.
Oh, that's all right, sir. I was wondering what had happened. Oh, by the way, this is my new sensation. my new secretary, Miss Darling. Parker.
Robertson.
Oh, Miss Parker Robertson.
Hyphenated.
Miss Hyphenated. Hyphenated. This is Mr. Hood, our office lion.
Office?
Oh, no, tame general.
General manager. How do you do, Miss Robertson?
How do you do, sir?
Are you settling down all right?
Yes, thank you.
You're wonderfully.
Well, there's certainly a change in the outer office.
Yes, I know. It does look tidier, doesn't it?
Aye, much tidier.
Mm, thanks to my sister.
Sure.
Systematic secretary.
You don't want me for the moment, do you, sir?
Yeah, no, not for the moment, Miss Parker.
Robertson.
Yeah, Miss Parker Robertson.
Hyphenated. Now, Bliss, before we start, is there anything you'd like to tell me?
Tell you? No.
Right, down to work. Now, about this Williamson business. I've decided to agree their terms on certain conditions. You'd better jot them down.
Oh, right.
No, wait a minute. There's no need for that. Miss Robertson can take a letter. Ask her to come in, will you?
Certainly. Take a letter.
Aye? A short one.
But
what, Bliss?
I'll go and tell her. Excuse me, sir. We'll need another chair. Miss Robertson?
Yes, sir?
He wants you to take a letter.
Where to?
No, in shorthand.
Oh, golly, now what do we do?
All right, write it in longhand. Get as much down as you can, and I'll remember as much as I can. And we'll piece it together afterwards. All right?
I hope your memory's good.
Come in, will you, Miss Robertson? And bring your long handbook. short handbook. I'll take the chair. Oh, she's just coming, sir. There we are.
Yes, sir?
Sit down now, Miss Robertson. It's to T.C. Williamson and Co. You can get the address from the file. Right, you ready?
Yes. She is.
Dear sirs, we have noted with interest and considered carefully the proposal set out in your letter dated the... can you remember, Bliss?
Yeah, I've remembered it so far. Oh, gee, the date. No, it's gone now.
I'll look it up later.
Right. New para. We are pleased to inform you of our decision to agree your terms. However, it should be remembered that, in our opinion, this... No. Cross that out.
Oh, dear. Right, off you go.
Yes. What the dickens do you think you're at?
Oh, I'm wiping it out of my... We're waiting for Miss Robertson to wipe it out. To cross it out.
I'm dictating the letter.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry, sir.
Now, where was it?
Of our decision to agree.
Would you be quiet? Of our decision to agree your terms. However, we must respectfully point out that we view this as a concession and could not accept it as a basis for any future negotiations, yours faithfully, etc., etc.
Is that all, sir?
That's all.
Oh, jolly good.
Now, if you just read it back.
Read it back?
Please.
We have noted with interest and... And...
Considered.
Considered carefully the,
Proposals.
Set out in your letter dated whatever it is.
New para.
We are pleased to...
To inform you?
Of our decision to agree your terms. However, we must...
We must,
We must,
No, no, don't tell me. I'll get you.
Respectfully point out...
That we view this as,
A concession.
And could not...
Accept it.
As a...
Basis for...
Any future...
Negotiation.
Yours faithfully...
Et cetera.
Close finish.
Right, Miss Robertson. Would you leave us for a moment?
Yes, sir.
Now then, Bliss. What the devil do you think you're playing at?
Well, sir, it's,
It's difficult to explain, and I'm not surprised. Well, I'm not going to lose my temper. I don't believe in it. Now, just see that you get that letter off tonight, between the two of you. Oh, and Bliss, don't you twist the lion's tail too far. This one still has teeth. Good night.
Good night, sir. Yeah, that'll be all, thank you, Miss Hammond. Oh, Miss Hammond.
Yes?
You did get the Kershaw letter off yesterday, didn't you?
You haven't signed it yet. It's still on your desk.
Well, you might have reminded me.
I'm staring you in the face.
I'll sign it now. There we are. Now, I believe there's somebody in the other office. Would you go and see?
Yes.
Good evening. Is in?
Yes, what name?
It's still Tony Fellows. Hello, David.
Well, hello, Tony.
Shall I shut the door?
Please.
Now, what's the verdict? She's been with you how long, a week?
Yes, and believe me, it just can't go on. Not that she's inefficient. Quite the reverse, but...
Her manner, eh?
Completely unhelpful.
Oh, tricky problem. I can't see Hood letting you get rid of her, not if she's efficient.
No, but there is a way around it. Working late every evening. He can't blame me if she resigns.
I say, that's an idea.
And not bad, isn't it?
Brilliant.
Who thought of it? I did.
Have you tried it out yet?
Last night. It was quite a feat, actually. We've caught up with the work now, but I still managed to dictate a dozen urgent letters.
All of them fictitious?
Entirely. Yeah, jolly nearly got myself in a fix.
She offered to post them?
Yes.
Oh, bless your heart. I didn't know you had it in you.
Well, to tell you the truth, I feel pretty badly about it.
Oh, no, don't start having a conscience. If I'm any judge of character, she deserves it. There's only one thing that bothers me.
Excuse me.
Yes, Miss
Hammond? You did say you wanted me to work late this evening.
Yes, I'm afraid so. I've got quite a few letters to make up. Quite a lot of time. We're still miles behind with our fiction. With our correspondence. I'm sorry, but, there it is.
That's all right. I don't mind.
That's what bothers me. She doesn't mind. It doesn't make sense, not a girl like... Of course. David, old boy, do you remember what you said the other day about bosses and secretaries?
Oh, too many chasing too few.
Yes. Well, it does happen, you know. Literally.
Literally?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. You don't mean that some bosses actually... I mean, sort of... Well, I mean, that they...
Round the desk.
Good heavens. But what's that got to do with Miss Hammond?
She could have mistaken your intentions. No, that doesn't make sense either.
Well, I should jolly well think not. I mean, if she thought that, she wouldn't have stayed, would she?
Yeah, oh, forget I mentioned it. I better leave you to it. Shall I tell her to come in?
Yes.
Right. Oh, David.
Hmm?
In case of emergency, you know our number.
Emergency?
Yeah, forget it. Cheer up.
Goodbye.
Mr. Bliss is ready.
Oh, right. I put the phone through.
Oh, good. Now then, let's see which is the most urgent. Oh, yes. Take a letter.
Who to this time?
A.J. Parkinson.
Oh, surely not. You made up one to him last night.
Did I? Oh, yes, I did. Well, in that case... made one up.
Well, didn't you?
I don't know what you're talking about, Miss Hammond.
It's no use pretending.
I'm not pretending. I've got a number of urgent letters to give you.
Now, you're blushing.
No, never mind what I'm doing. Take an emergency.
You know, it was awfully obvious. You dictated 12 letters last night, all of them imaginary. Now, why should anybody do that?
Well, I can't imagine.
I can.
Well, you're wrong. I mean, that is...
You are shy.
No. Listen, I've told you, you're wrong. And you are absolutely wrong. If you must know, I did it because... Well, because I'm fed up, that's why. fed up with your whole attitude. You're completely disinterested, unhelpful, and thoroughly spoiled. I didn't like doing it. I felt pretty badly about it. But it seemed the only way to...
Well, to what? Get rid of me?
Well...
Oh, so that was it. Well, you've certainly got your wish. How dare you speak to me like that? Nobody's ever spoken to me like that before, never. I wouldn't dream of saying goodbye, Mr. Bliss.
Oh, dear. Now I'm really in trouble. As if that were anything new.
I don't quite know how to say this, and I've got to say it fairly quickly. My uncle, Mr. Holt, will be in a second.
Oh, dear, will he?
Yes, I saw him getting out of his car. It's just that... I'd like to apologize for my behavior.
Oh, that's all right.
I wondered if... if you would possibly... let me stay.
Morning, Bliss.
Oh, good morning, sir.
I've just dropped in for a second. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning.
I want to speak to Mr. Bliss.
Yes, all right.
Well, I gather you choked her off last night.
Yes, sir.
A good thing, too. She's been needing it for years. Well, do you want to keep her or not? It's entirely up to you.
Well, I'll keep her on.
All right, if you're sure. But there's something I want you to remember. I may be the general manager, but in this office, you're the lion. It's nice to know you can roar sometimes. Good morning, Bliss.
Goodbye, sir.
Morning. Hello, David, old man. How is everything?
Fine.
Fine?
Well, it's all sorted itself out.
It has?
Yes.
Well, bless your heart, I couldn't be more pleased. Peace at last, eh?
Yes, peace at last. But, oh dear, what a price.
In A Life of Bliss this week, the artists taking part were David Bliss, George Cole, Anne Fellows, Diana Churchill, Tony Fellows, Colin Gordon, Psyche the Dog, Percy Edwards, Zoe Hunter, Sheila Sweet, Mr. Hood, Barry K. Barnes, Marcia Hammond, Gwen Cherrell, Miss Robertson, Sheila Manahan. This recorded program was written by Godfrey Harrison and produced by Leslie Bridgman.